from the Lighthouse Chapel International in Georgetown, Guyana, Bishop Victor Collins Osabre will inspire you with rare teachings from the Word of God to love the Lord and to do your best for Him. Discover how God can change your life and ministry forever. Now listen to Victor Collins Osabre.
Bring us together again. Thank you for your kindness and your mercy. I pray that you speak to our hearts, you affect our lives. Let us not leave your presence the same as we came. In Jesus' name, somebody said amen. Amen. You may be seated, please. Hallelujah. Are you glad to be here tonight? Are you sure? All right. We're looking at how Jesus celebrated the woman who honored the anointing. How Jesus celebrated the woman who honored the anointing. So basically, we have been looking at anointed people. People who are anointed. And we're saying that when somebody is anointed, he's very different from somebody who is not anointed. Do we get that? When somebody is anointed, he's very different from somebody who is not anointed. When someone is anointed, that is somebody who God's power and God's presence is upon. And we are learning here in the church to look at such people differently. I said differently. Because you cannot treat everybody the same way. Now, if you've grown up a little bit in life, you will understand and you agree with me that it is not very easy to be successful and to achieve certain things in life. I don't know whether there's somebody in the church tonight. I'm saying that if you have grown a little bit, if you have experienced a little bit of life, you will agree that things just don't come. Things just don't happen. It's not very easy to get certain things. I'm sure many of us actually did not expect what we have been through up to now in life. Yeah. And that alone is a lesson to us that when you see people who have achieved something in life, that you should respect those people. That those people deserve respect. A man of God said something a few years ago. He says that if you marry and you are still anointed, then you are called. You see, because if you are not married and you're doing God's work, there's no challenge. It's go, come. You come in, you wash whenever you want to wash, you cook whenever you want to. All kinds of things happen. But the moment you get married, whether you're male or female, then you have what the Bible calls trouble. Paul said, I wish you could be like me. But if you don't have what I have, then you should marry. But he says that, I wish I could save you and spare you the trouble of getting married. Marriage is described by the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 7 as trouble. Do you get it? Timely appreciation you are wise when you appreciate the right people at the right time. Many of us like to appreciate people at the wrong time. Many people like that. But that's not the right thing to do. So Jesus celebrated a woman who came to anoint her, a woman who honored him. And that's what we're looking at Tuesday evenings. I'm sure we're finished. Tuesdays are almost finished in May. And to start that, I'm saying that In life, we need to respect people who have things we don't have. Now, I was just reflecting even on my own life. You get it, in Guyana. And if you sit down and analyze it carefully, you probably understand what I'm talking about. Once upon a time, 12 years ago, there was nothing like Shepherd House in Guyana. There was nothing like that. There was no pastor. There was no reverend. There was no minister shepherd. There was no choir. So after 12 years, to see a church, I mean, look at all of us sitting down here, that have come out of one family's work in Guyana for 12 years. You see, you should not say bad things about me. Because you try and see. Go and find a room if you find one. And start a church if you can start a church. And let's see who will follow you. Who want to play drums or sing in your church? You will not understand what I'm saying until you try. But you see, we can all not try to start a church because all of us have not been called to start a church per se. So you have to sit down and think deep and analyze things so that you appreciate things. And then blessings will come upon your life too. So you understand what I'm saying? When you see somebody who has bought a car and is driving the car without paying every month, and the car looks nice and shiny, and he's not going around begging for gas money. Hey, you gotta respect such a person. Because some people want cars, they can't afford it. They pay down every month they are paying. Small trouble, they are frustrated. There are some people who are driving their cars very coolly and quietly. Maintenance, no problem. Gas, no problem. Nothing, no problem. But you, if your car small breakdown, you are hot. Your engine oil becomes as black as coal. Because you change it once a year. When you are supposed to change engine oil every 5,000 kilometers. You are spoiling the engine without even knowing that you are spoiling your own engine. If you see people who have achieved things, you got to respect and honor and salute them. And it is in the light of that we are speaking, that if you are able to identify an anointed person, that's why I use myself even in a small way for you to understand. I didn't see you on Sunday. Yeah, I'll arrest you after church. You go to jail. If you see somebody who is anointed, then the Bible is teaching you and I as Christians to honor such a person. Because an anointed person is somebody who is carrying the presence of God. And once somebody is carrying the presence of God, you cannot treat that person as a normal person. And that's what brings us to the gospel according to St. Mark, chapter 14 and verse 3. Mark chapter 14 and verse 3. Let's do it from John chapter 12. I was going to do that alongside, but the people skinning their teeth in the corner there. Then Jesus, 6 days before the Passover, came to Bethany, where Lazarus, which had been dead, whom he raised from the dead. There they made him a supper. And Martha served, but Lazarus was one of them that sat at the table with him. Then took Mary a pound of ointment of spikenard, very costly and anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with hair. And the house was filled with the odor of the ointment. Then said one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, which should betray him, why was not this ointment sold for 300 pence and given to the poor? This he said, not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief. People make statements not because they care, but because they are wicked people. I said, people make statements not because of they care or they deserve, because they are wicked. Because he was a thief and had the bag and bear what was put therein. Then said Jesus, let her alone. Against the day of my burying, hath she kept this? For the poor always you have with you, but me you have not always. And that much people of the Jews therefore knew that he was there, and they came not for Jesus' sake only, but that they might see Lazarus also, whom he had raised from the dead. Now if you go to the Mark 14:3, the Bible says, and being in Bethany, in the house of Simon the leper, as he sat at meat, there came a woman having an alabaster box of ointment of spikenard, very precious, and she broke the box and poured it on his head. And there were some that had indignation within themselves and said, why was this waste of the ointment made? For it might have been sold for more than 300 pence and have been given to the poor. And they murmured against her. And Jesus said, let her alone. Why trouble ye her? She hath wrought a good work on me. For you have the poor with you always, and whensoever you will, you may do them good. But me you have not always. She had done what she could. She's come aforehand to anoint my body to the burying. Verily I say unto you, wheresoever this gospel shall be preached throughout the whole world, this also that she had done shall be spoken of for a memorial of her. For a memorial of her. So we are looking at this poor woman taking one of her most precious possessions and spending it on Jesus Christ. Are you there? And when she did that, there were people around witnessing what she did. And one guy, if not all, I mean, the Bible commentary says that all the disciples felt that the woman was wasting their time, except it was only one who just opened his mouth. So you realize that it is common that whenever something good is being done to a pastor or an anointed man or woman of God, people have negative things to say about it. I'll say it again. I say it is quite normal that when a pastor or a man of God or an anointed person receives good things and receives honor, that people stand against the honoring. Because it happened to Jesus. This woman knew who Jesus was. So she found it not a problem at all to give Jesus all her savings. Because that box of this spikenard ointment that she gave was all her savings. Sometimes some people don't have money, but they have some little jewelry or some little precious something somewhere that they are saving. Is that not so? That's how some people live. They may not have physical money, but they may have some little gold in some safe, in some bank. They go every month to say good morning to the gold in the safe, to watch at it and look at it and say, you still there? Okay, all right. And then they do that and they even die and leave it. And some, excuse me to say, useless son or child or nephew comes to inherit it. He goes to take it one time from the bank. Your mother has been looking at the gold for 6 months and 2 years. You just got access to it, you take it and you sell it. And then all kinds of things happen. It's too fantastic. That's why Solomon said, this life all is vanity. Because all the things you get, you don't know who is going to inherit it. Whether he's a fool or he's a wise man. So all that she had, she did not mind giving it to Jesus.
people felt he was doing something, she was doing something wrong. Because you don't waste your precious things on a pastor. The pastor already seems to be okay. The pastor doesn't look like he needs anything anyway. There are other people who are poor who need this. So we shouldn't give it to him. We shouldn't honor him with it. That was the general mindset. And that's how many of us live our lives. And that's how many people in the society think and behave. That even if you spend a few times of your life to do something for an anointed person, people think you're wasting your time. But we are being taught here in the church that we do those things because the person involved is somebody that God has approved and God has anointed. And what empower Jesus taught, as the Bible has been written, will learn what it means to honor somebody who is anointed. The Bible says that Jesus made some statements, and those are the statements we are looking at. Two we are looking at tonight. Jesus Christ prophesied that this woman would always be remembered. Will be, Jesus actually memorialized this woman. When you talk about memorialize, or Jesus, I mean, Jesus said she'll be a memorial. You are thinking of something like coffee. You are thinking of a statue. You are thinking of something that is going to be placed in a position where no matter what you do, you can't ignore it. In other words, when you honor the anointed person, God never forgets that act of honor. I'll say it again. I'm saying that. The Bible says God is not unrighteous to forget your labor of love. Whenever you honor an anointed man, you see, because the Bible says that if you give a prophet a cup of water because he's a prophet, you shall not, your reward will not escape you. You shall not fail to receive your reward. A cup of water you give to a prophet because the man is a prophet, the Bible says that you shall receive your reward. A cup of water. A glass of water. You give to the man of God, to the anointed person, the Bible says you will receive your reward. How much your ointment, so expensive an ointment, you give and you pour it on an anointed man of God. How can you be forgotten by God? Jesus said, what this woman has done, Jesus memorialized the woman. So in the ministry of Jesus, in the life of Jesus on earth, in the annals or in the history books or whatever books we have in heaven, this woman's name will never and can never be erased. There are some people who come into your life, they do things, you can never forget them. Yeah. Even in life, they say there are some people, they come into your heart, and when they walk away, they leave footprints. Yeah, there are some people, You will never forget them. Even in heaven, you will still remember them. Because what they do in your life, what they mean and what they do, and the function and the role they play in your life, it just changes your life forever. This woman, you see, like I said a few Tuesdays ago also, it was customary that when, in the days of Jesus, that when you enter into somebody's house, that they give you water to wash your feet. It was normal. But this one, there was no water to wash his feet. He was just sitting down with his dirty feet. You know, Jesus used to wear sandals. He used to walk. There was no GI caps in those days. There's no green eyes. There was no oasis. There was no Indian chief or African chief or Bok chief or whatever. Amerindian chief. Excuse me to say that. Amerindian chief. I'm sorry. I didn't mean that. Amerindian chief. He used to walk, and therefore when he walks, or when you walk and you enter somebody's house, one of the nicest things they can offer you is some manicure and pedicure. Nice foot massage. So as you are seated there in the house, they get you water in a bowl to wash your feet. Yeah, to clean up so that you feel fresh. Because your feet is a very important part of your body. Under your feet is an opening, is a door. People step into places and things enter into their bodies, into their lives. You can also catch cold. You can also get sick. If you walk barefoot when it's raining and it's cold, you walk around, you can also get sick from that. So the feet was a very important part. So when Jesus walked around or people walked around, then it was nice to treat them nice. You clean their feet, wipe them and all of that. Very, very nice. Nobody did that for Jesus except this woman who was not invited into Simon the leper's house. She just barged in. It was just very interesting that security was sleeping. And she managed, because it's very interesting that she managed to gain access to Jesus like that. Yeah, in the house of Simon the leper, seated with his disciples, having dinner, eating. And this woman who he cast out devils from a few whatever ago, walks into the house. I mean, it's miraculous. There comes and kneels down and opens her box. And the Bible says that the perfume, because it was so costly. You see, there are some perfume and there are some perfumes. You understand what I'm talking about? They are the ones we call tunale. You know tunale. When you smell, you vomit. It's not even Chinese. Chinese is more expensive than those ones. You see the ones that if the original is Calvin Klein, they call themselves Marvin Clean. So that those who don't know are deceived by the names. It's also CK anyway. They said that it's not Calvin Klein, it's Calvin Kelvin and not Klein. And they put CK there too. So if you are not experienced, you see, say, hey, Calvin Klein for $500. Hey! It's reasonable. You call your friend and say, girl! City Mall, I get some Calvin Klein for $500. Two for $500, they're closing down. Share! It's Tunale you bought. Tunale. When you spray it, you bet you should have just walked like that without the spray. It's a serious smell you get there. So the smell alone in the house made the people realize that, hey, this is original. This is no tunale. This is no tunale. Wipe Jesus' feet. How do you take such an expensive Ralph Lauren? Calvin Klein. Versace. Armani. Burberry. Is it Burberry they call it? Burberry. Burberry. Belly. Yeah. White diamond? What? 1 million? What? What? CC Miyake. That's a ghost. That's a ghost. Yeah. That's a ghost. I don't know that one. Is it Miyake? Is it what? Is it Chinese, Japanese? I got me some. That's the one that smells a lot. You know, some people like very strong smell. When it's too strong, it's not nice. What's the name again? Is it Miyake? Miyake. It's a ghost. Yeah. No, is it a popular something? It's a Chinese, right? From where? From where? Paris? Yeah.
Is it Miyake?
It sounds very like Greek or Latin or something. I'm surprised. I don't know.
I've not noticed it. And I'm not a novice when it comes to colognes. But that's why, because when we browse, I've never seen a name like that. So what? Sold more in the Americas. That's why.
I'm sure. I hope it's not some Amerindian who made it to.
I know. Or maybe from Orella or somewhere. It sounds so, huh? It sounds Orella or maybe Boxton or somewhere. The Paris. You'd be surprised that the thing they don't even know where Paris is. Anyway. So that act by the woman caused her reputation to rise in the sight of God. And that's what God is teaching us tonight, that when you honor the anointed, you will be memorialized. Because look at Kofi. What did Kofi do for us? He fought for our right. What about our left? He forgot the left, he fought for the right. The right hand or right leg. Look at how Kofi is memorialized. Look at how Chedi Jegan is memorialized. Look at how Forbes Burnham is memorialized. Sometimes I feel sorry for Atta Chong. Oh, for truth. Guyanese bad, you know. Guyanese, we bad. We bad for days, man. Yeah. No, it's sad. You know, all the people talk about is Burnham and Chedi. You hardly hear about Atta Chong. It's a rubber stuff. Yeah. I wish I would meet him one day. I'll tell him, Pa. I say, hey, Charlie, the people, they don't like you at all. But he was also, he did his part. Yeah, but all we talk about is Papa Chedi, Papa Chedi, Papa Chedi. Bonham, 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 Bonham. Papa Chedi, Bonham, Papa Chedi, Bonham, Papa Chedi, Bonham. Oh, that's all we talk about. They have been so memorialized. It's like what they have done for the country, we can never forget. But Jesus is saying, you don't have to be a president of a country to be memorialized. And you see, the memorialization that we are giving to these people is only earthly. But that honor that this woman honored Jesus, it was not just earthly alone, but it was also eternal. Because Jesus said that anywhere that this gospel will be, we are talking about her now. Somebody who was not so important, probably didn't do anything much. The only thing she did, and this is something that you should watch, right? The Bible has evidence of people doing just one particular thing, and then that was all. And yet, that one thing they did gave them so much preeminence, gave them so much strength and so much reputation. It's fantastic. You study the Bible and see. What did Noah do? He just built an ark and just put animals inside. That was all. Who else? Rahab, the harlot. Dangle. Who went to dangology school? Studied dangology. Got a degree in dangolistic. And was a dangle. Yeah, if you see Rahab. She wearing some Batty Rider. I'm I'm sure those days they had all this hair too, so she probably had some Brazilian hair. Peruvian hair. Or Guyanese hair. Rahab? Oh. I mean, when we talk about harlots, I wonder if you have an idea. Unless you have been one before. Ah, you see somebody's doing that? But Rahab the harlot's name is in the Bible. When your name is not in any Bible. Because what did she do? After all the... You see, when you have a lot of men like that, you even smell when you walk around. Should I say it again? Oh, you don't know what I'm... You know what I'm talking about. Why are you behaving as you don't know? You don't know. Don't behave like you don't know. You know what I'm talking about. Holy, you understand what I'm talking about? You don't understand. When you have a lot of men like that, you smell. How can you not smell? Tell me why you cannot smell. If you have about 30 men a night. Oh, let me tell you. When we were in Europe, the church I used to pastor in Europe, I had a set of young girls who were prostitutes who would go every night, including Saturday night. And because they were also very religious, they would come to church straight from where they are working. You see, some of these girls were kind of were lured, right? Were deceived into coming into Europe for prosperity. And then when they get there, because it's like contractors, right? People, you see, Guyana, we are blessed though. A lot of things don't happen in this part of the world, but in Africa. So when they take them abroad, then they put them into prostitution and tell them, that, you know what, I spent $50,000, you have to pay me back. And the only way you can pay back is to fast money. So you see a whole set of 17, 18, sometimes even 16, whose parents have invested in them to say, go and seek greener pastures and then bring money to us. So they come and they are around. And they put them into this prostitution. And we had girls in the church who will go Saturday night when they come. One particular young lady came to me Sunday morning and said, he said, Pastor, God is good. You know why she's saying God is good? She will go on and say, last night was good. Business was good. Because here is an 18 or 20 year old young lady who has been charged to pay $30,000. So if she goes a night and she gets 20 men, it's good news for her. Because for her, money is coming so that she can pay off and be free. Because when they bring them to Europe, they take their pubic hairs. The hair on the, you understand what I mean? They take the hair from the armpit, from down there, and their nails, and they do some concussions at the Obia man. And then they tell them that if they leave, the picture and everything is with the Obia man back in Africa. And they say that when I take you to Europe and you run away, I'll call the Obia man, he will kill you. Yeah. So you can't run. They live with these people who bring them to Europe until they do this work and give them thousands of US dollars. They smell. We had plenty in the church. Some of them were in the choir. Just like people are in the choir. You smell. One morning, one of them came and said, Pastor, I want to sing to the glory of God. Last night was a good night. Rahab the harlot was worse than that. The Bible says all she did was she hid the spies when they came in to spy Jericho. And because of that, herself and her household were saved. One thing she did. One thing. Paul said, this one thing I do. This woman also. So you have to be careful the things that you do in the house of the God, of the Lord. It may be that one very thing you are doing that is actually going to get you what God actually has called you to be. Do not take for granted the little things. What is hiding a spy? What is hiding somebody? Why should that now gain you or get you a certain you know reputation? Why should that get you something? It shouldn't be like that. But you see, the hiding is something that God had, was something that did something great in the kingdom of God where the Israelites were concerned. In a similar manner, when this woman came and poured this ointment on Jesus, that was the only thing she did. And Jesus said, this woman, there will not be anywhere where the gospel is preached that her name will not be mentioned. I'm sure when we go to heaven, we will see her. How many would like to see her? But where is this woman who just poured some perfume, Ralph Lauren Polo perfume, and then Jesus is talking about her so much? One other thing before we close is that Jesus commented on the wisdom and the foresight of this woman. Jesus commented on the wisdom and the foresight of this woman. Now, one of the things that Jesus said about what this woman did was about the woman preparing him for his burial. Do you have that scripture? The woman prepared him for his burial. And there's something interesting right there. She has done what she could. She's come aforehand to anoint my body to the burying. Is it familiar? How familiar is it? You see, that Sunday morning, when the woman organized all those perfumes to take to the grave, it was late. He wasn't there. It wasn't needed. It wasn't necessary. Whatever, it was done already. Whatever the body of Jesus needed for his burial was already done by this woman. That is why Jesus commented about her wisdom and foresight. It is as if that simple woman who had demons that Jesus had helped, it is as if she saw into the future and said, you know what, I'm not going to wait until he dies before I anoint his body. Because he will not even have it. And that's what we are saying, that there are certain things that you have to do now if you are wise and you have foresight. The Bible says Sunday morning, the woman, as usual, all the mixture, all the whatever they had, organized it, collected it. They are now going to anoint his body. When they went, all the money wasted. All the shopping they wasted. All the border market spices they went to buy wasted. Why? Because they didn't have foresight. They thought the body would still be there Sunday morning, trying to smell or something, and therefore that's when they had to go. And no. This woman had come and spiritually dressed Jesus' body. In other words, this is even what actually allowed Jesus' body to be laid in the tomb. Something that people even didn't think about. This woman who was supposed to have been possessed with devils and delivered by Jesus saw this before. Insight. Is it possible that if you honor an anointed person, that you are doing something that is going to be needed in a long time to come? That's why Jesus could not allow the people to bring her thing down, to bring her act down.
Jesus could not sit down quietly and allow righteous, self-holy adult people to make comments and try and make this woman feel bad. Because Jesus saw and knew what the woman had done. And that is what the Bible is teaching all of us. That when you meet an anointed man, you meet an anointed person, sometimes you may not even see them again. It's true. If we know the last time we are going to see an anointed person, I'm sure when we meet them, we'll do something better. Should I say it again? God forbid, if tonight is my last night. I'm sure you will not leave this church tonight. You even tell me, don't close, please. Please say your last words to us. The people who run and get a podcast. So his last night message, I want that one. Yeah, that's how people are. Yeah, pray for me before you go. That is what people did not see about Jesus, but the woman saw. And therefore she said, while she's alive, he's alive. I will do what I may not even have. Because even the woman who went to the tomb, she was not part of them. Yeah? Because the Marys were plenty. It is said that this was Mary. Marys were plenty. She realized, when he dies, a dumb girl, people will not even allow me to come into where he is. So my little gift I have, let me just give it now. And that is what it is. When you are able to do the right thing to somebody who is important, when they pass on, you don't cry. You know, some people, they cry, but those are the people who get blackout. Methylated spirit. The day, was it, Sister Jacqueline fought. The day her mother died, and we went to the, she almost made me get a heart attack. Hey, she get blackout. And this blackout in Guyana, I didn't know about it, though. I don't know how, whether it's Guyana that people get blackout. We have people who do all kinds of things at funerals. And I don't think I ever saw anybody blacking out in Ghana. I don't think so. People will cry. People will holler. The way they will cry and behave, you know that somebody's dead. But never did I see a blackout before. We have light all the time. Maybe it's because of GPL. It's a Guyanese thing, right? Hey, blackout! The first time I saw one, I thought the person was dead. Because I'm not used to it. Then I saw they took a bottle or something, and then they... Oh, okay. Like McCall. So I had one first hand, Sister Jackie fought her mother's grave when we were putting the coffin inside the tomb. Then Jackie gone. Hey. If you be a pastor, I had to go and help hold her. I say, hey, please don't die. Don't die. Please don't die. Not knowing is normal. People just, and then they come back and they go again. Oh, land of Guyana. Yeah. Oh, Guyana's a very nice place, I tell you. Yeah, blackout. Is it one day there was a guy who blacked out like that? He was very hungry. And then he was, you know, he was walking on the road and
He blacked out. So people rushed to his aid, trying to resuscitate him. trying to help him. So people said, oh, let's take him to the hospital. He said, oh, no. So he said, oh, let's give him this. And then somebody said, oh, let's give him porridge. Then he said, please listen to the porridge one. Start to your feet, somebody. It's porridge I his need. Listen to the porridge story. It's more blessing. Yeah. Church, let us be people who will honor anointed people. Sometimes when we get visiting ministers, it's sad that sometimes we don't even see. Oh, we won't pray for me. We want the person to pray for us, lay their hands on us. But we don't see that we also need to honor people like that. I don't know whether you've honored Bishop as yet, whether you've brought an envelope as yet, but if you've not, I want to encourage you. You may never know. You may never know what is going to mean to God what you give. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father, tonight, thank you for the teaching. Thank you for the training. Thank you for the revelation. Thank you that, like this woman, we will have foresight. That we will do things even before it is needed and it is necessary. May we appreciate on time the servants and the anointed people you sent into our lives. Like the widow of Zarephath, who appreciated the prophet who was sent into her life. May we, as your people here at Shepherd House, never miss the time that is right to honor and to provoke a blessing upon our lives. Thank you for speaking to us. I give you praise. I give you glory. In Jesus' name, you are here tonight. You are not saved. You are not born again. Maybe you are here for the first time tonight. Somebody invited you. You don't know God. Deep down in your heart, you know. Deep down in your heart that you are far from God. But tonight, before we leave, before we go home, you want to say, Pastor, please pray with me. I want a change in life. I want to be born again. I need Jesus. I want Jesus. I want a transformation in my life. I have tried for so many years. I want to give Jesus a try. I don't want to go to hell. I want to go to heaven when I die. Pastor, please pray with me. If you are here like that, I want to ask you to lift up your right hand and I'll pray with you. Pastor, please pray with me. I'm not saved. I'm not born again. I want to be saved tonight. God bless you. Just your right hand up high. If you are not shy, if you are not afraid, if you are not scared, just your right hand up high. God bless you. I see that hand. God bless you. Do it. Do it. Your life will never be the same again. God is calling you. God needs you. God wants to begin a new relationship with you. God bless you. I see your right hand. If you lifted up your right hand, I want to ask you to come to me. Come to the front. I want to pray with you. Come. Clap for them as they come. Clap for them as they come. Clap for them as they come. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you, sir. Bless you, sir. God bless you, ma'am. Bless you, young man. God bless you. Clap for them as they come. Right here. Clap for them as they come. You want to come? Come right now. Come. Come to Jesus. Clap for them as they come. Come to Jesus tonight. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you, sir. God bless you. My God. Oh, clap for them tonight, Tuesday night. People giving their life to Christ. My God, this is what the church is for. All right, it's a simple prayer we pray. Just as when you go to the altar, and you know, when you're getting married, all you do really is to say something, isn't it? When you are getting married, you and the lady, you say, "I love you. I'll take care of you." I say, "Yeah," and then you sign. everything is all right.
In the same way, your life, and when you do that at the altar, your life changes, because now you become a mister and the woman becomes a missus. In the same way, this prayer you're about to pray is what will usher you into the kingdom of God and makes you a Christian. It's not baptism. It's not communion. It's not giving money to the church. It's none of those things. It is confessing Jesus as your Lord and Savior. So tonight, I want you to pray this prayer with me. Make it your own prayer and pray with me from the bottom of your heart. Close your eyes with me as we pray. Church, join in as we pray together. Say with me, Heavenly Father, I am a sinner. Forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with the blood of Jesus. I believe with all my heart, and I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord. I believe Jesus died for me, and I believe God raised Jesus on the third day. I open my heart and I invite Jesus Christ to come into my heart to be my master and my savior. From tonight, I believe that my life has changed. I believe that I am born again. I believe that all things has passed away. All things have become new. I believe my name is written in the book of life, and I have the life that God gives. Thank you, Father, for making me your child tonight. I promise I will serve you. I promise I will follow you for the rest of my days. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
We believe you have been blessed by the powerful teaching of God's word. For more information on the ministry of Bishop Collins, please call us on 592-231-0077 or email us at lciguyana@gmail.com. You can also log on to www.lighthousechapelguyana.org. God richly bless you.